We are learning Mesechta Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning 13 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Pesakin Peguma. So we are starting in the middle of the line, Ravina Amar. We are going different pshatim in our first Mishnah. It says, "Akol Shoychtim Evan Kedul Chatchila V'Shchit Hasam Ksheres B'Di'evan." The question is, what's going on? It's a Chatchila B'Di'evan. What are you talking about? So already had four pshatim. And just to give you the Rashi Prakim, the first pshat was Akol Shoychtim was a Tamei Bechulut. Second pshat Akol Shoychtim was Kusi with Oymel Agava. Third pshat was Akol Shoychtim Kusi with Yoitz V'Nichnas. The fourth pshat was Hakol Shoychtim that it was Yisrael Mumar Oichel Neveles L'Teyavon. Bila Hakes will be no good. But Oichel Neveles L'Teyavon, that's Akol Shoychtim. And then the Mishnah goes on. And so go chazan, see the pshatim, but we remember the pshatim, everyone remembers, we just learned it. These are the four pshatim so far. Ravina Amar is now the fifth Amira with the fifth and sixth pshatim. Ravina Amar, hachi katani, hakol shaykhtim, means like this. Hakol mumchim shaykhtim, mumchim vapishem mechzakim. When it comes to shchita, there's two components. There's one thing is mumchim, which means he knows hilka shchita, means he learned hilka shchita, which is a nice madrega. And another thing is he mechzakim. Could he do the shechita? Not everyone could do a shechita because, first of all, it could be hard work and he'd get tired. Also, he could faint from the blood, the sight of blood. So you have to be a mechzakim also, which Rashi says you need three times. You have to do it three times until you become a mechzik. It shows you know how to do the shechita. So Zok Ravina, that lechatchila, you could be, if you know that the guy's a mumcha, he could shecht, even though he's not mechzakim. Mechzakim is not a requirement. As long as you know he's a mumcha, you can trust that he did a good shechita. So akol shechtim, which means akol mumchun shechtim, mumchun af bishem mechzakim, he's not a mechzak. Medvar mumchun shechtim boy shedei alayim hilcha shechita. It's only if you know for a fact they know his hilcha shechita. Aval ein yoidim boy, but if you don't know shedei alayim hilcha shechita, it's not alechat chidim to shecht, lo yishchot. Ve'im shachat, if he shechts already, you know, the guy walked in and shechted and I've got to check if I've got the harem. So Boit Kamaisai afterwards, you check him afterwards. I mean, day alayim hilcha shechita, mutar lecha b'shechita asai. Then you give him a shechita. Mulav, asa lecha b'shechita asai. So a kol shechita means that a mumcha is not a shecht, but if he's not a mumcha, it's not a chetchila. But you can check him afterwards.
What? I mean,
he
was a mumcha.
That he was a mumcha. You don't know, exactly. So why is it the other? Because maybe you forget that, to get the fahara. Maybe then we'll be mumcha. Exactly. So that no, there is a b'di'evan. The b'di'evan is that you ask him afterwards.
Why is that
because you said the same reason why you buy the sakin afterwards. Why is it b'di'evan? If it's a good sakin, it's a good shechita, right? That's Gemara. So good shechita afterwards, it's not a shach. If it's not, you might not check the knife. You did check the knife afterwards.
Before,
so what? Nothing happened. The after knife is good. It shows it was good before. If it was good afterwards, it didn't get good through the shechita. See, here also, if he knows afterwards, it must have been from before. But the problem is, you might forget the faharim. Then maybe he was never a mumcha. Maybe he was never a mumcha. So, here also, same thing. Bait can I say afterwards, and if it's good, it's good. So, Bait can I say, Midei Lehem Hechel Shechita Mutal Lechel Shechita Asim. Lab, Os Lechel Shechita Asim. Chotzim Chere Shechita Vekata. And that filled the Eved Nami Loi. Shema Yeshu, Shema Yiddishu, and Shema Yachlidu. The kulon sheshachtu ahei, and what's the kulon sheshachtu going on? It's we know cheres going on is no good. So ahei ilam acheres shaita vekatan alakaya. We're talking about them. So what's the kulon sheshachtu? It should say veim shachtu vayle. Ela she'ein mumchin. People not mumchin. Bebayit kibayis esagi. It's enough to faharim. So we're less lekam only liftekay. He's not here to faharim. So Allah is Achayim Roy, and I say it's enough because now you know he did it good because you watched him. So now we have to have a kulon shachtu for the Ravina. For Ravina is like this: if he's not around to faharim, him, he left the scene. But if someone else was watching him, then it's kosher b'di'avad. That's the first pshat in Ravina. Ve'ikid Amri Ravina Amar the opposite. Hachtani Hakol Shechtim Hakol Muchzakim Shechtim. If he's a muchzik, he's shecht Muchzakim Afapi She'im Mumchim. A muchzik, even though he's not a mumcha. What do you mean he's not a mumcha? Because, like the Zavoyan Taisvis, because we hold roiv mumcha meitz shchita. Anyone doing shchita is probably a mumcha. Roiv them a mumcha. You don't come and do shchita. You're not a mumcha. Taisvis speaks out that pirush lo yadina gomer aloy. You can be saying he's a mumcha. The yadina bet loy gomer. You know he's a baka maaretz. I feel but the avet shchita psul. Then I find it's possible even but the avet. Like it says, gomer av who do like come on called tevach sheni yadei hakol shchita is possible. But here we're talking about mistama. Kol shechtim means a guy who's muchzik. You know, he said did it three times. You could assume he's a mumcha, and therefore it's kosher. That's only if he's shecht in front of you two or three times. Veloinis aleph, and he didn't get tired or faint. Now the problem is, the law is also in basic gimel palm. We just finished saying Rashi is needed three times. So Ritva has two terutzim. One mahalach is that the law in the Gemara is basic gimel palm. It really means three times. Another mahalach from the Ritva is that the machlek is always in shas. What's called a muchzik? Two times or three times? What's chazaka? That's what it means. Beis fi Rebbe and gimel fi Rosh Hashanah. The times the Rashi is going halach lemaisi need three times. I didn't pass out and I did a good shchita and didn't do any shia in between. Then the evidence kasha. Chutz b'cheir shayt v'katan. That feel the evanami loy. Shema yishu, shema yidushu, v'shema yachlidu. Maybe for sure he does a psul in the shchita. V'kul on shachtu to ahe. Ilay b'cheir shayt v'katan alakai. It's enough he tells you I for sure didn't faint. The less lekavon the shal, you can't ask him, so someone else helps. So these are Ravina's two pshatim. Ravina's two pshatim are hakol shayt b'chila. First pshat is like this: anyone who's a mumcha could do a shchita lechatchila, and if he's not muchzakim, and if he's not a mumcha, you can pair him afterwards. That's the b'di'avad. Or hakol, you don't need mumcha. Mumcha is right mumcha. Hakol Sheikhta means if he's a muhsik, then you could do it. If he's not a muhsik and he tells you afterwards, barely, so he's lefty, then he could. Then it's a kasher shchita. So Baruch Hashem was zeichet to five different mamarayim pshat in the Gemara with six different pshatim in Hakol Sheikhtim v'shchitasam kasher. So now we have to understand, what does everyone have against the other one? So as a Hakdama, there's three in the middle, the Baya, Rav, and Rav Ashi all had a problem. What was the Kul and Shashachtu? So that was a problem, so it's not so fair why you didn't like those Pshatim. But the other ones, you have to know what's Pshatim, why you didn't like the other ones. Why didn't Baya, Rav, and Rav Ashi like Rabba and Ravina's Pshatim? Also, in a Baya, Rav, and Rav Ashi, each had a problem with the Kulam, so why didn't they like each other's Pshat? So you have to figure that all out. Zog the Gemara. Ravina v'Rabba Ula. Ravina Rabba Ula. Ravina's last one has two pshatim. He says the both pshatim of Muchzik and Mumcha. Rabba Ula is one of Tameh Bechulin. They didn't say Kabaya v'Rabba Rashi Le Amri. You know why? It's from the Kashlu v'Kulon. The Kulon Shver. Kulu k'Rabba Ba'Ula. Now Rabba Ula pshat worked out. Why did they say like Rabba Ula? Kulu k'Rabba Ula. Remember, Rabba Ula's pshat is that Tameh Bechulin is the Chatchila. And Tommy Maktashim is the B'di'evet. Why didn't you like his pshat? Kirab Ula Omar, Lahach Lishna, because the Gemara they had a Kasha, and the Gemara had a Kasha and the Omar said that, why are you talking about Kachim in this Masechta? In the middle of Masechta Chulin. Gemara two pshatim. Either this was Iker, and that and there was brought Agav, Zar, and those things that have to do with Kachim, or the opposite. There was the Iker, and here was Agav, Shechidus Chulin, and Shechidus Kachim. So they don't like that pshat. Why? Lahach lishnam is hacha ikar adarabah hasam ikar. That's the ikar. The bekachim kali. Don't tell me this is the ikar. And lahach lishnam is hasam ikar and hacha aydi tamei bechulin. Since it says tamei bechulin, tamei mekdashim, I'll tell you why I don't like a pshat. Tamei bechulin gufalay tzuchle. What's the chiddush of tamei kadu shchidu bechulin? Chulin shenas tamei kares lav kares tamei. You're allowed to make chulin tamei. What's the problem? So that's why I don't like Rabba's pshat. Either they don't like a pshat as what's kachim doing over here. And also, even Tommy Bechulin is no good, because Tommy Bechulin is Shkigrais HaChiddush. What would be the Havimina that Tommy Bechulin is a problem? Okay, so that's what I don't like Rabba Ula. Ravina's pshat worked out with Kulon. Ravina had two pshatim. Mukhzik and Mumcha. What's wrong with that? Kravina loy Amri, lahachlish damr is Mumchin in Shem Mumcha loy. That's not a Chathil guy, it's not a Mumcha. Wouldn't hold it the first pshat of Ravina. Why? Because Rav Mitzuyin et Shkita Mumchinain. Most people who get a job as a Shaykhid are Mumchinain. People not so fadimient. It's like I was remembering that when I was in seed program years ago when I was a bacher, so the Rebbetzin, they asked from the Olam, someone from the Olam, anyone who knows how to play guitar? So one guy says, yeah, I know how to play guitar. So the guy starts playing guitar. He has no shaykhs. You know he didn't play guitar. So why do you say he plays guitar? Because it's fadimient. Most people are not like that. They're not going to say, they're not going to start playing guitar if they don't know how to play guitar. Say to the shechita, a guy comes to the shlachta, comes to the rabashkin in Pottsville, he wants a shecht, he'll travel over there and say, oh yeah, I know how to shecht. Most people are not so far dimming. They only come if they know how to shecht. If they don't know how to shecht, they're not going to come. So that's the roiv mitzuyin eitz shechita mumchim. Most people found in the shlachtos are mumchim, and therefore there's no chash. You don't have to suffer hearing them afterwards. So they don't like that pshat. La'ach lishn da'amrit da'amah machzokin im zayim machzokin loyim la'alufi le'kashidon. The second lashon that says you dafka muchzik. We're not worried about muchzik. We're not worried about someone fainting. We're not so worried about that. So therefore, they don't like Ravina's pshat. Okay, so now we got claw. Why didn't everyone say like Rabba Ula? And why didn't everyone say like Ravina? So now we're gonna go in internally. Rava Abaya and Rav Ashi. What happened over there? They all have a problem with the Vakula anyways. Why don't they like each other? Rava La Amaka Abaya Kikushya. Rava didn't say like Abaya. Why not? Because Abaya, he didn't like Abaya pshat because his Yotzev Nichnas is enough. Why are you saying Dafka Chatila by Imer Lagabo by someone standing the whole time? Abaya lo yama karava. Now, what did Abaya do with Rava's kasha? Because Rava had a kasha of Yotzev Nichnas. Therefore, he changed the pshat to Yotzev Nichnas. That I call Sheikhim Chatila by Yotzev Nichnas. And why did Abaya say like that? Teretz says Abaya held Yotzev Nichnas does not work by Shechita. It works by Yayin Esach, but not by Shechita. Why? Because Shechita, how long does it take to make a psul in a Shechita? Around a split second. If you're walking in and out, you can miss it in a second. Masha'enke, to take the wine and start pouring it or drinking it, that takes a little longer. It could take around 10 seconds. That Yosef Nichols helps because he's not going to take a chance. The guy's not going to take the chance. He might walk in any second. But the Shechita, he's never going to chab. He's not here now. He can walk in a second. He missed the whole thing. So, Bailam Karava, Hosom, Loinaga, Hochanaga. There we know he didn't touch. Hochanaga, which means Rashi says, well, seeing Rashi, we wouldn't have the Gemara saying, Hocha, Behemazu, Biyarakusi, Nasuna, Kaharif Ayan, Shoya. In a, like a blink of eye, Shoya, Idiris. Hook Loisam China, Yotzev Nichnas. Ravashi, Loy Amakatavai, Rashi didn't say like Abaya Urava. Why? Because he says, I can't say a pshat by kusi, because sova kusim gera royasin. He holds that kusim are considered goyim, they consider gera royas. Abaya, loy oma ki Rav Ashi, Abaya does not say like Rav Ashi, why not? Loy svirilei hada Rava. So Abaya didn't say like Rav Ashi, because he doesn't hold of Rava's halacha that a mumar oichel avelas litei ava in kadua shchita. He says no. Why does he hold no? Because he holds, even though he only eats litei ava, and here I was bided the sakin, but he says no, maybe he'll do hadraso, a chalada. Because since he's so used to eating the vela, he doesn't care about it. And not because on purpose, he's only lit the oven, but it just, it automatically do a psul, because for him it's like a normal thing, it's like heter. For him it's like heter. Ella, but Rava, why didn't he say, like Rav Ashi's pshat? Rav Ashi's pshat of Muma Oichon Avelis lit the oven is gebayt on Rava's memra. So why didn't Rava say Rav Ashi's pshat? Don't tell me he doesn't hold a Rava. It's, look at the bottom of Gimel Aleph. Rav Ashi says the pshat. The Amar Rava is showing Mumu Echel Avel's Talon by the Sakhav Noisen Loi. So Rava should have said, Rava holds it at. Rava my time will make a Shemite. So don't worry. Batsim Rava would say like Rav Ashi. He was saying, L'dvar of the Abaya Kama. You want a pshat of Kusi, I'll tell you how to say it. Don't tell me Omer Agabov. Say Yoitz V'nichnas. But V'leilo is Firlei. He doesn't have called it a pshat. He holds it a pshat or Rav Ashi. Akoponim, with that, we finished the six different pshatim in our Mishnah. Everyone has their taina on the other one. So everyone has their problems. Like, we'll just go through quickly what the problems would be, technically. In the Brava Ula pshat, the pshat would be is, the problem would be is that, why it says here, it should be in Masechet Zvachim. And also Tami Bechulin is not so posh as the problem Tami Bechulin. In a Bayi pshat, the problem is, first of all, the Kula and Shver. Also, Omer Agav of Yetz V'Nichnas, not the same. Rava, the Kula and Shver. And also maybe Kusim Geri Arayi is saying, maybe the Goyim. And Rav Ashi's pshat is, who said a Muma Oichel Veles to the Avoyin is good, and also is a Kasha of a Kula. In Ravina, also, the problem with Ravina is that either Rav Mumche, it's a Shechita, Matsuya Shechita Mumche, or you're not wearing a Misalaf. So everyone has the little pshat, little problem, Balamaisa, with Zeichet, the six different pshatim in the Mishnah.